President Truman's remarks to a group of American Romanians protesting the deportation by the Russians of their fellow countrymen. In the Rose Garden, 28 May 1952.
Mr. President, we thank you with all our hearts for giving us the opportunity to present to you the tragedy of the Romanian deportations. We are Americans of Romanian descent, enjoying freedom and prosperity on this blessed earth, but our kin in Romania are slaves, subjected to Soviet tyranny and exploitation. After the deportation perpetuated and perpetrated in the eastern part of the country in Bessarabia and on the Yugoslav border, the Soviet agents in Romania are now engaged in wholesale deportation, carried out in the most brutal manner all over the country. From the capital of Romania, Bucharest itself, over 200,000 inhabitants are scheduled for deportation. All the big cities in the country will undergo a similar fate, and the latest report from the industrial city of Brasov is that its entire population will be deported. In fact, what is going on is a purge of genocidal character. Those who are deemed to be friends of the free world, and especially of the United States, are victims of these atrocities. In conditions unfit for animals, in closed boxcars, they are sent either to the Danube Black Sea canals or to the mines, there to replace the forced laborers who have fallen victims of maltreatment and the rigors of last winter, or to the arid desert Paragon steppes, herded into primitive wooden structures, lacking the most elementary sanitation facilities or protection against the elements. We are coming to you, sir, to protest as Americans of Romanian descent against these deportations, which in our views constitute a crime against all humanity and against peace. Mr. President, the people of Romania are sincere friends and admirers of our great country. They are bound by their ideals and by a community of interest to the free world, to the United States of America, for the many kindnesses and food sent to them years ago in their time of need. We state with our deepest conviction, sir, that they could be true and loyal allies of our country, if they could but regain their freedom. In their hearts, they are with us at all times. Hence, they are bearing the brunt as the first line of soldiers in the undeclared war which the Soviets are waging against us. We therefore beg of you, Mr. President, to tell these unfortunate brothers of ours that the free world, the world of God, has not abandoned them to evil and tyranny, that there is still hope for them in the world, that freedom has not perished from this earth, but is increasing in its scope and determination to embrace the whole of the human race. This, Mr. President, we know you think and feel, and a few words coming from you, Mr. President, from this great American heritage of generosity, courage, and faith, which you represent in this tragic moment of history, you could, to those suffering people, give fresh courage and hope and the will to fight and hold on. May I present to you this memorandum of our plea.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm in complete sympathy with the people of Romania and with all the other free countries who have been placed behind the Iron Curtain. The Kremlin bombards the world with cries of peace, peace, and the Kremlin brings on war, war, at every point that she possibly can. The Kremlin cries that we have a germ warfare attack on them, and not a word of truth in that. We've never broken the Geneva Convention on our operations in Korea. And they know that. They know it well, but they keep on passing out the lies that have no foundation, in fact, whatever. And yet, the thing that you've just told me about is far worse than anything that can take place in an actual open war. This deportation and the kidnapping of children has been going on both in Greece, in Germany, in Romania, in Czechoslovakia, in Hungary, and in that part of Austria where the Russians have control. It's one of the most outrageous things that's ever happened in the history of the world. And don't you think that eventually they're not going to have to pay for it? Your country and several of the other countries, free countries that are behind the Iron Curtain, have suffered oppression before. It's like Poland and Romania and part of the old Austro-Hungarian Empire were overrun by Genghis Khan and the Turks. And yet you survived as free countries, and you're going to survive this as free countries, and you're going to have our wholehearted cooperation in trying to survive. Now, if I can continue on the program which I've inaugurated, you're going to be a free country again before you pass on to the next world.
Thank you very much. Gentlemen.